You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study has found that having female directors on the board of a socially responsible company can have a moderating effect. Socially responsible companies benefit from having more women on their boards, but on the flip side, any negative press involving social irresponsibility will result in the company value tanking more if there are women on the board. I spoke to one of the researchers, Dr. Lena Lee from the University of Auckland, about this study and what it means for businesses. One key finding of this study was having women on boards or greater gender diversity improved the overall positive effect of companies that are already socially responsible. Could you talk us through this finding?
Yeah, so we already know that positive CSR-related activities have helps to enhance firm value, and negative CSR activities destroy firm value, and also board gender diversity in general helps to improve firm value. But that picture wasn't still very clear in terms of the evidence that was in the literature. So what we did was look at how gender diversity on the boards helped to, whether that moderate or changes the relation between CSR activities and firm value.
Mm.
Right, so one main finding that you mentioned is that with the positive side of things is when there's more women on board, positive CSR-related activities help to enhance firm value even more compared to when there's only male directors on the board. But we also find that, when there's negative CSR activities at the firm and when there's female directors on the board, that negative impact on firm value is actually enhanced, exacerbated. So that's kind of two findings that we found. But if we look at a firm's CSR performance as a whole, so after taking account of their positive activities and negative activities, having more female directors on the board still helps to improve the value generation from their CSR performance in general.
As an example, I guess, if a company was engaging in pollution despite positing itself as a very environmentally conscious, eco-friendly brand, having more women on these boards would make the firm value drop more. Is that correct?
Yes, that's kind of, that's interpretation of the findings. Because once investors find out about their wrongdoings in the social and environmental area, because having women on board kind of signals that the firm commits to diversity, which is one dimension of good being a good corporate citizen. And firms that engage that have male directors on the board generally perform well in CSR activities. So when bad news happen, negative events happen, that negative effect on firm value is even more. So your understanding is correct, yes.
Moving forward from this research, what is kind of the best way for boards to use this information? Because obviously if you have more women on the boards and you are socially responsible, then your firm value will go up more. But if you have women on the board and things go wrong, then it will plummet. What can businesses take from this?
Yeah, I guess, a main takeaway is that women are can better take care of their company's CSR-related activities and initiatives, because, the argument is that the findings from prior research is that women, they are more community-minded, they are better at building stakeholder relationships, those kind of things. Yeah, so if a firm is committed to be a good corporate citizen, they're active in the CSR space, then it would be helpful for them to have more female directors on the board, because that's what our findings show that would translate to greater firm value. Yeah, but if a firm just wants to greenwash or look good, but does not really do good in the social and environmental space, then having kind of a display of gender diversity is not going to help them help their firm value in the long run. at least as perceived by the investors. Yeah, because when we looked at financial performance as measured by an accounting measure, for having directors on the board does not hurt the financial accounting performance of a firm arising from, you know, CSR controversies, negative CSR activities. So it's only the investor perceived firm value that gets affected more when bad news happens, when negative events happen.
Could this kind of data be extrapolated to any businesses that don't portray themselves as, you know, eco-friendly, socially responsible? If this is kind of a business that doesn't really have much public interest in doing things like this, is there any impact of gender diversity on those boards and how investors see those companies?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, every study has its limitations, right? We sampled from a large S&P 1,500 US firms, so on a large size. So if a firm, I'd say if they voluntarily appoint female directors on the board, that means they probably, you know, expect to realize some value from that. So I'm not sure if there's a law that requires all the firms to have at least some female directors on the board, it would be interesting to investigate if subsequently that has an effect on how their CSR activities affect firm value from that point onwards, from when they have more female directors on the board. Yeah, so that's still worthy of further investigation.
It is quite interesting because obviously, yeah, if you're forced to appoint women, that could be seen as tokenistic and kind of appeasing to the law, for example, or just increasing pressure to have gender diversity on the boards. So, yeah, the study kind of looks at more people who choose to take these steps, right?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, if you're interested, there's actually another paper, not from me, but from another team of researchers. They looked at there's a mandate of gender diversity, board gender quotas in California, and they find that, you know, by forcing firms to have more female directors on the board, actually investors reacted negatively to that.
That was Dr. Lena Lee from the University of Auckland Business School speaking to me about a study looking into the effect of having female directors on the board of a company.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.